Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome to this week's journal entry. This week, I am getting on my soapbox about common advice that we hear as moms from like the moment we get pregnant to like, I'm still hearing this advice. So like the first few years of your kid's life. And this comment is said in a few different ways, but the ways that I've heard it is be in the present moment, soak it all in. They'll never be this small again. Like really cherish this moment. I'm curious if you've heard this too. I've heard it a bunch and I feel like this advice is so unhelpful and it is filled with so much guilt. Like when I hear that, when somebody tells me like, soak it all in, be there, be present, I feel like, oh, I don't know. I feel like super guilty almost immediately. Like if I can't be present in every single moment of my son's life, then I'm a bad mom. Or if I forget some of the moments that I was present, like I swear I was present, I remember. But then like I forget for some reason, I'm a bad mom. Which by the way, there is now science behind mom brain. And like it's proven that moms like legit forget stuff. We won't get into that today. But like then you feel like a bad mom because you weren't present in that moment and present enough to remember it. I feel like as moms, we have enough on our plates keeping them alive, trying to keep them happy. And then when they're not happy, dealing with their big emotions and helping them through those emotions and helping them through meltdowns and getting them dressed and feeding them and getting them in and out of the bathtub, getting them in and out of the car, getting them to and from school, which are all three of those very emotional things, at least in my household. Then on top of that, our own stuff, right? Like our own work, paying the bills, getting groceries. Even if you order them a lot of the times, like me, I use Instacart, it's still mentally taxing to like think of what we need and add it to the list. And then on top of that, it's like I'm always Googling like, how can I get my son to sleep better? Or like tips to get my son to eat more vegetables, right? Like the emotional weight of it all. And then literally adding the goal of being present on top of that feels like a task or an assignment that you can actually fail at. Because not only do you feel like a bad mom for not soaking in all of those memories, but you spend some of those moments so stinking stressed that you yell at them during those times. And you just don't show up as the version of a mom that you want to be and that you know that you can be. So then there's the added guilt on top of that. I also feel like there's this vision of like the perfect mom who never yells, who is just like always happy and always patient and always present with her kids, and her kids are always behaving well and they always go to bed smoothly. They're like, okay, mommy, I'm gonna go to bed now. I'll see you in the morning. And then they put themselves to bed, right? And they're like, that's the goal. And it just doesn't happen like that. But still, I don't know about you, that's still the image in my head that I'm like almost comparing myself to. And so just adding on top of that and saying comments like, you can't get these moments back, is just unhelpful. Also, we don't want all of those memories back. I'm gonna say it. I used to complain a lot about co-sleeping with my son. Co-sleeping works for some of you, and I love that for you. It just did not work for my son and I. But during that time, for the full year that we were co-sleeping, I would share on social media about how it made me feel and the challenges of it all. And I would receive comments literally enjoy this time. You won't get this time back. And I don't remember who those comments were from. So if it was you, it's all good. I don't remember. But I remember receiving them and feeling like those two hours, that moment in time, those 2 hours of trying to get him to calm down after our whole bedtime routine felt so damn frustrating that I remember thinking, I'm very present in this moment, and thank God this won't last forever. Thank God that like time will pass. So I'm here to remind you of a few things, and then in a second, I'm going to help you with a few things. I'm here to remind you that it's okay if you don't cherish the mealtime when the kids are screaming and you're trying to get dinner ready together and you're just overstimulated AF. It's also okay if you don't cherish co-sleeping and feeling like you don't have an ounce of time to yourself. It's okay if you don't cherish every moment when your kids are sick and your mama heart is breaking and you want them to feel better, but you're also stressed about missing work. It's also okay if you don't cherish every moment when you are tired and you're emotional and you're PMSing and you're just emotionally exhausted. It's okay to not cherish every moment. But here's also what I've learned. It is possible to cherish moments, and it can profoundly change your motherhood experience when you can tap into that. And it can profoundly change your childhood, your kid's childhood experience. At least it has for me. I make it a point to become very present when my son asks me to play Transformers first thing in the morning. And I just watch him as his creativity sparks during that. I make it a point to become very present while I'm squeezing into my son's swing set, like that little area that kids can sit in and apparently grown-ups can squeeze into, while my son is asking me for the millionth time to watch him walk up the slide. I make it a point to just like smell his hair and like remember what it smells like when I'm cuddling with him at night. And yes, it still takes a long time for him to fall asleep. So I'm remembering that too. I just no longer beat myself up and shame myself and feel guilt for not cherishing everything. Because shaming and blaming myself for being human and being imperfect does not force me to cherish the moment. It makes me feel even worse and guilty and sad. I hosted a workshop this past Monday, yesterday, if you're listening to this, the day that this aired, called Patient and Present. And the goal was to help moms feel less triggered by their kids' meltdowns and actually enjoy being around them. Everything that you've heard so far today is bonus and things that I didn't cover, and I share more strategies on how to actually feel less triggered. But I have a few tips for you on how to make patience and presence feel good for you and feel aligned. Number one, have awareness around what doesn't feel good for you right now in your life, in your routines, in your habits. Number two, set the goal of patience, presence, or whatever it is that you want to have. Set that goal internally. Like, make it for yourself, not because somebody else told you that you'll regret it if you don't do that thing, or you'll regret it if you're not focused on it, or you'll like FOMO, like if you don't do this, then you're missing out. So think of how you want your motherhood to feel and set that goal for yourself. And third, create a feel-good activity that grounds you in that goal, in who you want to be as a mom and how you want to show up. For me, that's journaling. Journaling is how I'm able to self-reflect on my behaviors and thoughts and actions and moments in the day with my son and how I showed up and what parts of that I liked and parts that I didn't like and how I would change that for the next time that it happens. One example of this is one day last week, impromptu, my son needed to stay home from school because he had this the doctors ended up calling it a phantom rash, but a rash on his body. So he needed to stay home from work or from school. I needed to work. And that's all. I just have a brain where I can't separate the two. And so it was very stressful for me. It was a lot of TV time that day. And it was a fine day. He was a little, you know, moody. You know, he was a 3-year-old. But I got to the end of the day and he was in bed, and I just remember feeling a little guilty, like I wish I spent more time connecting with him. And so I reflected on that and I journaled on that and I asked myself, what can I do tomorrow to feel better at the end of the day and feel more connected to my son? And then I actually did something about it. So that's how I use one example of how I use journaling to reflect and then question and then realign to the type of mom and woman that I want to be. And not just on like this goals and vision and grand scheme, but like on a day-to-day level, because that day-to-day stuff is, I believe, more important. That's like how we feel on a day-to-day thing. It's like, yes, set the vision board and the big goal and all of that. But how you show up and how you feel on a day-to-day, that's how your kids see you. That's how you feel. Like, let's work on that. Because when you're showing up and feeling better on a day-to-day, then you're going to start acting differently by default, because you're feeling better and different and confident and more worthy. So if you want some guidance on all of that, on feeling less triggered and overstimulated and more present and patient, but from a place of not shame and not guilt, from an internal feel-good place, head to the link in the show notes and you can watch the recording of Patient and Present. The recording will be posted until Monday, August 26th. At the end of the day, it will be taken down. So head there, as long as you're listening to this in time, and you can watch that recording. At the very end, I announced my brand new program called Exclusively Empowered. This is my private coaching experience that I created because while I've been running my journaling community called Emotionally Empowered, I realized that there are so many layers to our emotions, right? Like an onion, as we all know. But just as an example, a lot of these women come into my world and they think they want to start journaling for one thing. Like, let's say they want to start journaling because they feel stressed and overwhelmed. And then during the journal prompt flow that I offer, peeling back one of the layers, they uncover that the overwhelm is stemming from a lack of support. But they realize that they do have a support system, they're just not using it. So from here, my journal prompts that I specifically target for them help them uncover their specific, unique self-sabotage that is keeping them from asking the support. Like, why? Where is this stemming from? And then having the hard conversations and taking the steps that they need to take to get to the next level, because they are understanding that they want to keep themselves safe and not add to the overwhelm. That's like what they're learning. And then from there, my journal prompts help them realize that underneath it all is anger, because it's been so long since they've allowed themselves the chance to level up in life and to do the things that they want to do while it feels like everyone else around them has been doing it all along. And they've been stunting their own growth because they're taking care of everybody else around them. And that's truly just the beginning. I've loved peeling back my own layers. This is how this whole business and podcast started. I've peeled back my own layers through divorce and single parenting since my son was 9 months old and starting a new business and now the messy growth of parenting a toddler. And I love, love, love guiding you to peel back your layers in a way that feels safe and comforting and like you finally have that clarity of what to do to make your life feel more exciting, like it's going somewhere and more fulfilling and like you know how to get there, like exactly what to do. So if that resonates at all and you feel like you are that woman who knows that you're meant for more and you're having these deep feelings, you just don't know how to uncover them or how to work through them, or maybe you're just scared to act on it, I would love to work with you and to guide you through these emotions in a private setting to help you get there. So if you're interested in that, skip to the end of the Patient and Present workshop or just listen to the whole thing. But again, that link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this episode really resonated with some of you and helped you feel validated that you're not crazy, that you don't need to cherish every single moment, and that wherever you are at in your motherhood journey, this is your experience and you are doing incredible. I am just here to help you make it feel a little bit lighter and more fulfilling. If this episode did resonate with you, I would be so grateful for you to rate the show and or just give it a little star. I truly look into all of those and read every single word that you write in the reviews and really, really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.